Psychologist and educator Fitzhugh Dodson wrote, "Without goals and plans to reach them, you're like a ship that has set sail with no destination." Hi, I'm Rob West. Of course, goals don't amount to much unless you have a plan to reach them. That planning should involve more than building your net worth. Ron Anderson joins us today to discuss life planning, what it is, how to do it, and why you should. And then it's on to your questions at 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Biblical wisdom for your financial journey. Well, my friend Ron Anderson is a certified Kingdom Advisor. He has 30 years experience helping folks across the country plan and set goals for financial affairs. He's the founder and president of Plan A Wealth Management based in Lincoln, Nebraska. Ron, great to have you here.
Hey, thanks, Rob. It's great to be here.
Ron, you've been a successful financial planner for a long time. You've helped a lot of folks, but it seems lately that the Lord has really burdened you with an additional passion that I'll call life planning. Now, that sounds self-explanatory, but I suspect there's more to it, isn't there?
Yeah, I would say the more to it is really thinking about what is your purpose? How are you going to make a contribution? You need to know what your financial goals are. But why do you want to be successful? What are you going to do with your time and your life if you're on track financially to make that bigger contribution that God put you here for?
Yeah, I love that. It's this big why. Let's build on that. So then what is really the purpose of life planning?
I think the purpose is to ask yourself some really tough questions. You know, why do you want to be successful? Why do you want to reach your goals? And if God allows you to do that, what are you going to do with your time? How are you going to fulfill that unique purpose and contribution that God put you here to make? How do you figure that out? What questions do you want to ask yourself to determine and narrow down what makes me special and unique, and how can I use that to further God's kingdom?
Yeah, it makes me think about that iceberg illustration that our friend Ron Blue talks about, that 10% above the waterline is the financial decisions, but it's the 90% below, the why and your values and your faith, that really matter. So, Ron, how then can a financial planner help with life planning?
I think a financial planner can really help someone set a reasonable lifestyle so that they know how much they can spend, helping them save enough for their future, which really frees them up if God nudges their heart to do something different with their time or with their energy or occupation. They have the margin in their lives to be able to say, "Yes, Lord, I will follow," as opposed to, "I can't afford to do this." So it also gives you another person to think your confusion out loud with. As you're talking about your goals, you can also talk about, "Well, I feel like this is something I maybe am supposed to be a part of," and gives you somebody to bounce those ideas off. I think you actually figure out a lot by talking to somebody about what you're thinking. You thinking it out loud helps clarify it in your mind.
Oh, well, and perhaps even challenging you along the way. I love that you mentioned the reasonable lifestyle, because I know one of the things you do is help your clients to find enough so that they have the capacity to respond to the leading of the Lord, right?
Absolutely. And be able to give generously along the journey.
Ron, take us into Scripture. What does Scripture say about life planning?
You know, one of the favorite scriptures I have related to life planning is in Ephesians chapter 5. And it basically says, "Be careful how you live. Don't live like a fool, but like someone who's wise. Make the most of every opportunity. Don't act thoughtlessly, but understand what God wants you to do." And how do you understand what God wants you to do? You spend time with God. You think. You ask questions. And you try to listen to God's voice.
That's great. Ron, what have you seen play out in the lives of your clients as you've taken them through this process?
One I can think of in particular, you know, they gave away a large gift and they actually went overseas and translated the Bible undercover in Eastern Europe. And they were able to do that and fund their own ministry doing it that way. Then they came back to the States after they were done, and they bought a place to give others rest in Colorado. So they used the money that God had blessed them with, and now they're using that as a blessing to people that are in ministry to give them rest, because so many people are going so fast today.
Wow. Well, that's far more than the typical financial planning engagement. Those are life-changing, kingdom-building outcomes. I love it. Ron, thanks for stopping by today, my friend.
Hey, thanks, Rob. Great talking to you.
If you want to learn more about Ron and Plan A, you can head to planawm.com. Again, that website, planawm.com. We're going to take a quick break. Back with your financial questions after this. 800-525-7000. Stick around.
For your walk with Jesus, I'm David Wolin with Haven Today, inviting you to anchor your day in God's Word.
On this date in 1920, the 19th Amendment was adopted to the U.S. Constitution, giving women the right to vote. At the heart of the argument was the equality of men and women, an idea, of course, that was not dramatically discovered in the 20th century, but we read about it in the opening pages of Scripture. Genesis 1:27 tells us, "So God created mankind in his own image, male and female, he created them." It's a glorious truth. Men and women are made in the image of God, equal in value, honor, and dignity. At times, world governments may get this wrong, but God's Word reveals that we're all image bearers. Get more daily encouragement from God's Word with Anchor Devotional. Visit getanchor.com.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. If you have money in an investment account, you know sometimes the stock market can seem like a roller coaster. But it's possible to enjoy both profit and peace of mind as a do-it-yourself investor, no matter what's happening in the market. A short video webinar about that is available at soundmindinvesting.org. Financial wisdom for living well. Soundmindinvesting.org.
How do you cope if your spouse is trapped in selfishness and even infidelity? Next time on Focus on the Family, one couple shares their story of a midlife crisis splintering their relationship, but also God intervening and restoring hope to their shattered marriage. You'll find help and healing for your relationship next time on Focus on the Family.
Focus on the Family is heard each weekday morning at 5 o'clock Central on American Family Radio.
We're grateful for support from Movement Mortgage, who provides residential home loans in all 50 states. Guided by a mission to love and value people and a goal to redefine the mortgage process, Movement seeks to help others achieve their financial goals. You can find out more at movement.com/faith. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS number 39179. For licensing information, please visit nmlsconsumeraccess.org.
If the heavy burden of debt is robbing you of freedom and peace of mind, Christian Credit Counselors can help. We're a nationwide nonprofit credit counseling organization that has helped over 300,000 individuals in the last 27 years get out of credit card debt 80% faster while honoring that debt in full. To learn how Christian Credit Counselors can help you, visit ChristianCreditCounselors.org. That's ChristianCreditCounselors.org or call 800-557-1985.
Delighted to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Looking forward to taking your calls and questions today. The number, 800-525-7000. That's right. We've got lines open. I suspect you have some questions, and if you do, we'd love for you to call right now. Again, that number, 800-525-7000. Perhaps there's been some things over the weekend that you were wrestling with in your financial life, and you'd like to think about how to apply biblical truth to those decisions and choices. Well, this is your opportunity to call. Again, 800-525-7000. In the news today, inflation has been cooling, but now pay increases are cooling as well. PayScale's salary budget survey now predicts that average pay raises for next year will be 3.5% lower from earlier will be 3.5%. That's down from earlier projections of 3.6%. Now, that doesn't seem like much of a drop, but it's the trend that's important here. Pay raises rose steadily through COVID and a period of high inflation, but as the economy cools, unemployment increases and worker demand decreases. Unfortunately, the effects of inflation don't go away even when the rate falls. Prices do not fall back to where they were before.
all of which is to say, watch your budget, cut where you can to give yourself margin. And if you can't live on less than you earn, well, the only alternative is debt. So we absolutely need to make that essential. This is where the FaithFi app can help you a lot as you set up a budget and track your spending. You can, of course, get it wherever you get apps. Just search for FaithFi. That's Faith F-I. You know, that's one of the dirty little secrets about inflation is that these increases are increases on top of increases. It's compounding. And we don't ever, even when we see inflation cool and dip down, we don't ever go backwards. That would be deflation. It doesn't happen very often. And so we've got slower increases on top of pretty dramatic increases in the last few years. And you put all of that together, it just creates a real challenge to balance the budget. We get that. We want to help you and give you some practical ways to do that here on the program. But if you'd like to talk about your spending plan, perhaps you're struggling to find ways to make all the numbers work. Maybe there's more month than money and you're just wondering how to put it all together. Let's talk about it. Again, that number today, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We have lines open. You can call right now. You know, as we think about this idea of money management, we have the ability to create all kinds of idols in our lives, don't we? I believe it was John Calvin that said, the human heart is an idol factory. Now, it looks a little different today than it did perhaps when we read scripture in Bible times. However, we know that even though we don't worship 10-foot golden statues, we make our own idols. And often those idols, well, I would say the most common of those idols is money. And we can make this good thing an ultimate source of our identity. We can make it a source of our security. We can try to find fulfillment in money. We know, though, that it can't serve those purposes. Only God can. And so we put our trust in wealth and we're left disappointed. What's the solution? Well, the solution is ultimately to be rich toward God, to see God as our ultimate treasure, to put our hope and delight in Him and Him alone. And then money settles into its rightful place. And that is a good gift from God that's to be used as a tool to accomplish God's purposes. And when we do that, well, we can enjoy it. And we are to enjoy it. It says that clearly in Scripture. We can use it to provide for our families. We can use it to give away to the causes and the people in need around us and to the ends of the earth. We can even use it to invest. We talk a lot about how, you know, the purpose of investing is to supply capital to businesses that are hopefully promoting the common good and creating human flourishing and meeting real needs around the globe and in your backyard. And when we invest in those companies that align with our values, well, we can be a part of promoting that common good. It's how God designed it from the very beginning. But it all starts with this idea of recognizing that God owns it all and we're stewards and money is a tool to accomplish God's purposes. We can't let it crowd God out and become the object of our affection. It's a means to an end. It's not an end. And so often I think we can get that wrong and get money out of its proper place. Now, once we understand that it all belongs to God and money is a tool to accomplish His purposes, that giving, that act of generosity is often what loosens the grip of money over our lives. You remember the Bible says that the love of money is the root of all evil? It all springs from that love of money, but when it's in its right place, it becomes a powerful force for good. And then we begin to apply these biblical principles that we talk about on this program every day. There's five simple principles that I think will help at least get you started in the right direction. First is to spend less than you earn. We talked about that just a moment ago, that in this environment right now, especially with inflation where it's been and you're paying more at the gas pump, you're paying more at the grocery store, we get it. It's difficult to live within your means, and yet that's the key to every financial success. So you've got to do that first. Second, avoid the use of debt. If we don't do number one, we can't do number two, because that lifestyle spending beyond our ability to pay our income is going to ultimately lead to debt. That's going to put us in bondage and mortgage the future. So spend less than we earn. We avoid debt. The third one is to set long-term goals. And here's why. The longer term your perspective, the better the decision you're going to make today. It's crucial to have those long-term goals. We change them over time, right? We write them in the sand, but we still need to have them because it orients our thinking longer term. We're going to make a better decision when we do that. We need to have some margin, and this is key. This is something left over after the bills are paid. Your margin or your surplus is the only way you're ever going to be able to get ahead, to be able to fund those longer term goals that you have, whether that's increasing your saving and building that emergency fund once and for all, or giving more than you're able to give today, or saving for the future, or saving for a college education. All of those things come out of our margin or our surplus. That's why it's key to have. Now, there's one other key to surplus. And that's this idea that the studies say that the conflict we have in marriage around money often springs from a lack of margin. And those couples who are able to communicate well about money and not have that conflict in marriage, so often that comes down to not your income level, but the fact that you live on less than your income, whatever it is. That cushion just takes the pressure off. It makes that money conversation not quite so volatile. I think it's key to being sure that you have that in your financial life. So that's number four. And then number five is to give generously. And we know that giving breaks the grip of money over our lives. It's also one of the way I read scripture, one of the primary reasons God entrusts to us what he does, so that we can give it away, so we can bless others. So if we understand God owns it all and money is a tool, and then we do those five things, live within your means, avoid debt, set long-term goals, have some margin, or what you might call some liquidity, and give generously, then I think we've put ourselves in a position to experience God's best. Now, it doesn't mean we are going to be free from those setbacks along the way. Those setbacks are going to happen, but here's the reality. You can't have a comeback without a setback. And so a setback is something we learn from. We see if perhaps it's God redirecting us to something new. We get stretched and we grow in the midst of it, but we continue to trust God. We don't place our trust in the things of this world. We want to focus on the eternal, not the temporary. And we want to live with a biblical worldview. The reality is, so many of us do not. And we take our cues from the world. We deal with the world's way of handling money instead of God's way. That's futile. That's going to leave us hopeless and empty, because only God can ultimately satisfy. I hope that's an encouragement to you today. Hey, we're ready to take your phone calls after this break. The number, 800-525-7000. Call right now.
Do you want to prepare for God's calling on your life to ministry? Many people have a sense that God is calling them to ministry, but they don't know the next step to take. Here's a step that may be for you. Wesley Biblical Seminary offers a new Bachelor of Arts in Christian Ministry that's entirely online, and it will prepare you for whatever ministry God calls you to next. We want to equip you with knowledge and tools you need to confidently fulfill the calling that God has put on your life. Learn more at wbs.edu. That's wbs.edu.
We're grateful for support from Guidestone, whose diversified suite of investment solutions align with Christian values to create positive change in the world. More information is available at guidestonefunds.com/faith. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Carefully consider the investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses of Guidestone Funds before investing. They're distributed by Foresight Funds Distributors, LLC, which is not an advisory affiliate, a registered investment advisor, nor do they provide investment advice.
Every day, AFA offers biblical insight on issues that others aren't willing to touch, in the hopes that you'll become a world changer. That's why we're offering an in-depth worldview training course called Activate. 13 different professors teaching 18 sessions, all available online, including a printed workbook to help you apply what you've learned, and one-year access to AFA streaming content to give you even more resources. Find out more about Activate and sign up today at activate.afa.net.
Paying too much for health insurance? Frustrated by high deductibles and increasing premiums? There's a better way. Christian Healthcare Ministries. CHM is a Christian community delivering a faith-based solution to the high costs of healthcare. Take control over your healthcare costs with a program from CHM that could save you up to 40%. Learn more and enroll today at chministries.org/faithfi. That's chministries.org/faithfi.
Hi, I'm Riley Wellman, director of the AFA Foundation. One of my main things that I like to do is visit with our supporters, whether it's traveling or just on the phone. We just love to meet with people, and if they have a complicated situation, we would love to sit down and talk with them. You can visit us at afafoundation.net or give us a call at 800-326-4543, extension 345.
We are grateful for support from the Eventide Center for Faith and Investing. ECFI is an educational initiative of Eventide Asset Management that seeks to help Christians understand and practice biblically faithful investing. They do this through their podcast and online journal featuring articles from industry thought leaders and their course called Discover God's Story for Investing. More information is available at faithandinvesting.com. That's faithandinvesting.com.
Hey, great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. Taking your calls and questions today. We're ready to head to the phones here in just a moment. Now's the time to get in with your questions today, whether it's your spending plan, trying to right-size it. Maybe it's paying off that debt once and for all, or perhaps you're struggling with whether this is the right time to invest. Obviously, with the market being as volatile as it has been lately, under some pressure several weeks ago, now roaring back to new record highs in the last several days as a result of this news that inflation has now dipped below 3%. That all but guarantees the Federal Reserve cutting interest rates in September, probably a quarter of a point, some economists thinking as much as a half of 1%. All of that pushing the market higher. We're now on the Dow Jones up today, a half a percent, at 41,360, again, a new record. And this is a pretty big comeback from the early August declines. Well, how do you navigate that? What if you've been on the sideline and you've got cash? What if you're expecting these interest rates that you've been enjoying on CDs to drop? Where do you go with that? Also, we could talk about identity theft and credit scores. Whatever's on your mind today, we'd love to hear from you. Now's the time to call. We've got some lines open. We'll begin taking those questions here in just a moment. So get in the queue. 800-525-7000. Our team is standing by. We will begin taking those calls here in just a moment. 800-525-7000. You know, as we think about applying God's wisdom to our financial decisions, I talked about five kind of principles that we can all apply in our financial lives. One of those is that we just can't ignore. I mean, this is a non-negotiable, and that is training our children. Yeah, Proverbs 22:6, you know it well. Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it. You know, children learn by example. More is caught than taught. And so we need to be intentional about not only communicating what they need to know in terms of financial literacy. And that's important, that they need to work diligently and that there's limited resources and the danger of compound interest working against you with debt, the benefit of it working for you with investments over time, the ability to put a budget together and stick to it. I mean, all of those key financial literacy ideas are essential. But what is also essential is the biblical principles alongside that, that they understand that God owns it all, that they understand their role as a steward, that they understand that money can compete with God for first position, and that if they try to find their meaning and their purpose and security and significance in the things of this world, namely money, they will be left without those things, because only God can fill those. I mean, we've got to be on this parallel track, I believe, to teach both the literacy and the biblical worldview, and get your kids involved in giving, you know, generosity and helping them understand the importance of not just the systematic gift, giving a tithe off of your increase, but also the importance of being able to give beyond that. And moving into sacrificial giving, I think, can be another key idea that, you know, so often, even if we teach the basics of giving, perhaps that exercising that muscle of sacrificial giving is evidenced by what we saw with the widow, the most famous giver in God's word that gave out of her poverty. Well, what does it look like to teach sacrificial giving to our kids? Maybe we get the whole family involved in giving up something once a month to free up resources to bless others. Our giving can also come through our time. If we take an opportunity to give as a family, perhaps, you know, working in a soup kitchen or volunteering for a local mission in your city or anything that might be available to you, I think demonstrating and actively modeling the importance of giving and generosity is so essential. And so as you think about applying these principles in your own life, remember that your kids are watching and that it's really absolutely important for us to be modeling the right behaviors and the right worldview with respect to money. I hope that's an encouragement to you. All right, let's dive into your questions today. Looks like we have a couple of lines open, so you can call right now, 800-525-7000. Let's begin in Illinois today. Hi, Maddie. Thanks for calling. Go ahead.
I have a question. I was receiving my husband's Social Security when he passed, and they cut it once I retired and started drawing my pension. Is that right?
Yeah. Do you know with your pension whether you were paying in to Social Security or was because of your pension, were you not paying into Social Security?
I was not paying into Social Security.
Okay. Yeah. So there's something called the windfall elimination, Maddie, that has to do with whether or not you earned Social Security if you didn't pay into the system because you had a pension. So you're still earning your pension and now your husband has passed and then his stopped and you applied for survivor's benefits, but they denied you. Is that right?
That's correct.
Yeah. And it's probably due to that term windfall elimination. I think one thing you could do, Maddie, is just to make sure that you do in fact, you know, or that you don't qualify for it, is to schedule a meeting and go in and sit down with him face to face and look at your work record, look at his, and see if there's any kind of benefits available to you. But I suspect what they're going to say is because of the job that you had and because you're subject to the windfall elimination, it did either eliminate or diminish the ability for you to earn Social Security. But I wouldn't just take it at face value. I would go in and visit with them and actually look at your record and make sure that you're not entitled to something, because in some cases with windfall elimination, it doesn't eliminate all of it. It just reduces the amount that you have available to you. And so I think it's worth you scheduling a visit to Social Security. I wish I had better news for you, Maddie. Lord bless you. Thanks for being on the program today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. That's 800-525-7000. You can call right now. Let's go to Alabama. Hi, Paul. Go ahead, sir.
Hi. Can you hear me okay?
I sure can.
Great. I've heard you reference some kind of source for term life insurance, but I didn't catch the name of it.
Okay. Yeah, you know, we don't have a partner in that area, so let's do this. I've got to take a quick break. When we come back, you can just hang up and listen, and I'll mention a couple of resources that you could check on in terms of finding term life insurance options. Paul, thanks for your call. I'm sorry to cut you short. We'll be right back with much more. Stay with us.
Did you know the average person walks nearly 2,000 miles a year? Now think about the millions of children around the world who risk disease and miss out on opportunities simply because they walk those 2,000 miles without a decent pair of shoes. Around the world, Buckner Shoes for Orphan Souls provides access to health, education, hope, and opportunity through the gift of shoes. Visit giveshoestoday.org and find out how you can provide shoes for a child right now.
You can't sit this election out. I know a lot of Christians do. This is true that God is sovereign. I tell you that all the time. But they fancy that somehow that is separate from their personal responsibility. We are His hands and feet. And so that's why we have to do what's right. The Bible says to him that knoweth to do good and just doesn't do it, to him it is sin.
Sandy Rios 24/7 with your host, Sandy Rios. Listen on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Are you a financial advisor or CPA seeking to build your practice on biblical wisdom? Not only does the Certified Kingdom Advisor education provide you with deep biblical insights, the CKA designation sets you apart. Each year, almost 50,000 people search for a Christian financial advisor. Join our community and share your expertise with clients looking for someone who shares their faith and values. Find more information at kingdomadvisors.com/getcertified.
Absolutely free. We know you've learned to be suspicious of those words, but really, you can get biblical financial wisdom delivered to your inbox each week absolutely free. Articles, videos, podcasts, and special offers on biblical resources. Nearly 60,000 people receive our free weekly wisdom email, and you can too. Create your free FaithFi account by going to faithfi.com and click sign up to begin receiving weekly wisdom in your inbox.
Here's a chance for a trip full of great memories with AFA at the Ark. Join Wesley Wildman and Tony Battagliano for a special trip to the Ark Encounter in the Creation Museum October 31st through November 2nd. Enjoy tours, activities, and special presentations, and join a panel discussion with Wesley and Tony. Space is limited, so visit afa.net/events and click AFA at the Ark to find out more and register. That's afa.net/events and click AFA at the Ark.
Faith and Finance is grateful for support from Sound Mind Investing. For more than 30 years, they've offered financial wisdom for living well. SMI provides step-by-step guidance for do-it-yourself investors, from those just getting started to those getting ready for retirement. More information, including a short video webinar on profit and peace of mind no matter what's happening in the market, is available at soundmindinvesting.org.
This is American Family Radio, a listener-supported ministry of the American Family Association.
Great to have you with us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. We're taking your calls and questions today. The number, 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. We've got some lines open. You can call right now with your financial question. Before the break, Paul called. He wanted to know about the best place to find term life insurance rates. I'll give you two options here, Paul. One is a couple of websites you could check on just to run a quote and see who has the very best premiums for you based on your health status and their rating. The other option would be with a life insurance agent. So let's start with an online solution. It's never a bad idea just to get some options put out there. And two of the biggest websites in this space where you'll answer a few questions about your health status and your age, and then it will give you a list of companies and premiums, quotes basically, for the amount of term life insurance you're looking for. One would be called SelectQuote.com, select quote. And then the second one is policygenius.com. That's Policy Genius. Now, another financial website that's really helpful with all kinds of research when you're just looking to shop various aspects of your financial life, like banking products or credit cards, but also with life insurance, is NerdWallet. Now, their engine to find quotes is driven by Policy Genius. So if you go to policygenius.com, you'll get that. But they do have a list of five-star companies for term life insurance. So once you get the results from either SelectQuote or Policy Genius, you could check a review of that particular life insurance company at NerdWallet. The second approach to finding any kind of life insurance, including term, or if you had a situation where you needed whole life, even though that's, you know, not my first choice for most people, it is necessary in some cases. I would say finding a life insurance agent to help you go out and find that right policy for you would be worth it. You know, if you don't have a life insurance agent, you could call a certified Kingdom advisor in your area and ask for a referral, or maybe you could check at your church. But an independent agent who represents lots of life insurance companies would be a great resource, because they could understand kind of your health status, know which companies perhaps look most favorably on any health issues you have, and help you not only go out and quote it, but do the planning around how much do you need, how much life insurance is enough, and where to go to get it. So I would say either of those options, Paul, should get you pointed in the right direction. Thanks for your call today. 800-525-7000 is the number to call. We've got a few lines open. Let's go to Illinois. Hi, Mary. Go ahead.
Yes. My husband and I, we are both retired, and we have purchased a new car this year, and it we're very blessed to be able to maybe sell our other car, the Buick Enclave, because it's just him and myself, and that's kind of big, and I think we will sell that outright. But my question is, I have heard you say that you should wait until the end of the year to purchase that, and I didn't know if maybe we should wait until after the election because of hybrids or, you know, because of the gas prices going up, as to what kind of car we should choose. So, it's these sort of questions that we're pondering on the second vehicle that we are anticipating buying this year, and also before our Buick runs out of, it'll be the 10-year warranty in March of 2025, and we did have it serviced, so we would be honest, you know.
Yeah.
So
very
that's
good
my question.
Yeah, excellent, Mary. Well, you're thinking through all the right things, so I'm delighted that you called. In terms of car prices, you know, the average transaction now for new cars has up nearly $50,000. Now, amazingly, that's a slight decrease of a little more than 0.5% from the prior year. But they're, you know, holding steady around this level. In terms of the right time to buy a car, you are correct that, you know, there's good evidence that certain times of the year, so specifically the end of the month, the quarter, or even the end of the year, often bring better deals due to the dealerships, if you're looking especially for a new car, due to the dealerships trying to meet sales targets. And so often, either as we're switching to a new model year or because they have excess inventories. And keep in mind, inventories had been a challenge because of chip shortages and supply chain constraints during the pandemic. Those have largely been resolved. And so the inventories are building on the lots. And so we're back into these normal rhythms where at the end of the quarter and certainly at the end of the year, often you can find a better deal. The used car market has remained high. In terms of, you know, we've seen some declines, but used cars are still elevated. And, you know, what I would say to you is I don't think there's any reason necessarily to wait at this point. I would say when you're ready financially and you can get, you know, you can maximize the value of the car coming out, this would probably be a good time to do it, especially if we're, you know, headed toward a recession in the next year or two. Go ahead and get as much as you can out of this car now that you're nearing the end of that warranty, give you the peace of mind of getting into something else you can afford. And I think planning for and perhaps making that transaction right here at year end, which would be an optimal time to do it, would be great. So I think going ahead with that plan, I don't see any reason why you would want to wait other than perhaps the timing of, you know, right there at the end of the year to take advantage of any discounts that might be available. Does that make sense?
Yes. And is there any, like, you know, I hear that the hybrids are kind, you know, they're kind of popular as far as, you know, gas and electric versus just a gas. The one that we purchased was 8 months old, and so we got, you know, we got a pretty good discount, but it's all gas, and I didn't know, should I maybe wait till after election and get the hybrid, or would that make any difference, do you think, as to what type of vehicle we should be looking for?
I mean, I wouldn't fashion myself necessarily as a car guy per se, but I would say there is some compelling evidence out there based on expert analysis that, you know, the fuel efficiency works pretty well with the hybrids, you know, because they, you know, you can get extended mile per gallon up over 50 miles per gallon with some of these hybrids, which obviously saves money on fuel. Which is great. And then you've got some cost effectiveness. And so, you know, with some of the options, You've got, you know, the hybrid technology makes it available to a broader audience, and you can save a bit versus, you know, the straight electric vehicles. So I think there's some compelling reasons why you might want to look at a hybrid, both in terms of purchase price as well as just the savings that you would have on the fuel efficiency. So I think that would be worth checking out. I would always do my due diligence. Make sure you look at the safety rating, the reliability rating, in addition to the fuel efficiency. But I would say that's something definitely to consider.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thanks for your call today. All the best to you, Mary. We appreciate you being on the program. Well, folks, we're going to take one more break, and then we're going to come back with our final segment. We have some folks holding that want to get a question in. We're going to head to Susan in North Carolina and talk about a home sale. And then Gloria out in Texas. She wants to talk about a disability policy. Room for a few more questions today. If you've got one, give us a call right now. 800-525-7000. That's 800-525-7000. This is Faith and Finance on American Family Radio. Stick around.
The FDA did approve this particular over-the-counter drug for terminating early pregnancies. This is a policy that not only should be challenged, it was challenged. This is a study that's done, and this is the data, this is the science. You can always question that and say, well, who is funding this research? Are these geared toward a specific outcome? But that also begs the question, where is our funding on our side for better studies?
Jenna Ellis in the morning, weekdays at 7 Central on American Family Radio.
As a nurse, I primarily work with children who are abused and exploited in trafficking, and I frequently see very unfair situations. We must talk about the issue of abuse. We can't base our actions on fear. We have to be faith-informed in what we do.
The Dr. Nurse Mama Show. For more from Dr. Jessica Peck, tune in at 2 p.m. Central on American Family Radio or on the podcast page at AFR.net.
Are you searching for a way to become a better, faithful steward of the resources that God has given you? Well, download the FaithFi app and join the 37,000 others who are already using our app. The FaithFi app will provide you with wisdom, community, and simply help you stay on track with your finances. We have three money management options to choose from, so find an option that fits your unique needs. It's available on desktop or mobile. Simply go to faithfi.com and click app to get started.
We are grateful for support from Timothy Plan. Are you unsure if your investments align with your values? Well, for nearly three decades, the goal of the Timothy Plan has been to guide clients on a biblically responsible journey with its mutual funds and ETFs. More information is available at timothyplan.com. Investing includes risk, including possible loss of principal. Before investing, carefully consider funds, investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses contained in the prospectus available at timothyplan.com. Read carefully before investing. Mutual funds distributed by Timothy Partners LTD and ETFs distributed by Foresight Fund Services LLC.
Well, thanks for joining us today on Faith and Finance here on American Family Radio. I'm Rob West. Got a bunch of lines holding, so let's get right back to the phones. We'll go to North Carolina. Hi, Susan. Go right ahead.
Hi. I'm selling my house. I have money that I don't have another house to go to just yet. I'm looking for another house, but the money I get from the one house, what do I do with it in the meantime?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, fortunately, Susan, this coincides with still having very high yields being paid on savings accounts. So, you know, with FDIC insurance up to $250,000, and if you had more than that, you could open another account at another institution or a second account at the same institution with a different title. So, for instance, if you were married and you had one account titled individually in your name and then another jointly titled, you could get $250,000 in FDIC insurance on both. The good news is with high yield savings, we can still find rates approaching 5%. And so that would be backed by the full faith and credit of the United States government. So what I would say is that's the place to go, because I would consider this short term money, which means you need this money in the next 3 years. And so therefore, it's not as much about the return on the money as the return of the money. And so we don't want to take risk with it because we want it to be available to you when you need it. But getting you know, a compelling rate of return while you're waiting is a great opportunity with these high-yield savings accounts. So what I would likely do is go to bankrate.com, just click on high-yield savings, and you could see a list of those probably online banks that are paying the most compelling interest rates right now. If you wanted a choice or a solution that shares your values, you could check out Christian Community Credit Union at joinchristiancommunity.com. That would be a second option. But I think that would be, you know, how I would direct you in terms of where you go from here. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does, because it's just myself, so I can't do the second account through bank I have.
Okay.
So
So you could go up to $250,000 there, and then you could open a second account. As long as you're with another institution, you could get another $250,000 with a second savings account somewhere else.
Okay. All right. I appreciate your help.
Absolutely. All the best to you, Susan. Thanks for your call today. Let's go to Texas. Hi, Gloria. How can I help you?
Can you hear me okay?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, my question has to do with disability insurance. I have actually two disability policies from when I used to work full-time. Currently, I'm working part-time at very reduced wages, I am fixing to retire at age 62, which is going to be sometime next year. My question is, should I even be maintaining these disability policies in light of the reduction in my earnings, and should I even keep it at all once I retire?
No, I don't think there's a reason to. I mean, you would want to keep it now if that would create any kind of hardship for you, if you were to lose your $18,000 salary between now and the time you expect to retire. But apart from that, you know, the disability insurance is going to step in and replace your income if you're disabled. But if you're no longer working, that's really not a factor. And so I would think, you know, at that point, hopefully you've got enough in either Social Security or other retirement assets that you then are able to sustain your lifestyle moving forward, and that insurance would no longer be necessary.
Okay, thank you. And do you know what the current limit is for those who are retired at 62, that you can continue working until how much before it creates a problem?
Yeah, in terms of collecting Social Security early, and then you're going to continue to work, is that what you're saying?
Yeah, with my part-time job. But
yes.
I want to know what the cutoff is.
It's a good question. So for 2024, that's $22,320. So if you go over that, they're going to reduce your benefit by a dollar for every $2 you go over $22,320. And that's up until the year in which you turn full retirement age. And then that earnings limit jumps up quite a bit. Now, keep in mind that that reduction is temporary, in the sense that once you reach full retirement age, you will get back anything they deducted in the form of a higher benefit check. And that payout, I believe, is over about 12 years. So it doesn't come all at once as a lump sum, but it does get layered into your check over a number of years until you're fully repaid. But in the meantime, you would have that reduction of a dollar for every $2 over that $22,320.
Okay, thank you so much. That was very, very helpful.
You're welcome. Thanks for your call today. We appreciate you being on the program. Let's go to Louisiana. Hi, Kelly. How can I help?
Hi. Well, my husband and I, about 10, 12 years ago, sunk everything we had into his company. He had purchased his company from his partner, and the economy tanked, and we sunk everything we had into it to keep it alive. We have since paid off all the debts. We have paid off all our credit cards and what have you, but our savings have been dwindled severely, and we're basically starting over in our 60s. So where do we start to start over?
Yeah. Well, I know that's challenging, and you know, we have those setbacks along the way, and I'm delighted to hear that you at least are in a position where you're starting fresh, in that you don't still have a mountain of debt, even though you don't have a lot of savings. And so the good news is, if you keep your lifestyle modest and you all have good health and can continue to work, you should be able to sock away a lot of money, you know, between now and when you may be redirected away from paid work, either because God has something else for you or you're not physically able to do it. So status of your work, and how much do you all have on a monthly basis that you could consider surplus?
Well, it fluctuates because, as I said, my husband is just a mom and pop now. I do a little bit of real estate on the side, and when we do get that, that generally goes into projects that we are behind on at the house, you know, house and land. So I have an allotted amount that we can predict.
Hmm. Okay. Yeah. And are you all planning to work for the foreseeable future?
Absolutely. We want to survive and feed the animals. So.
Yes, I get it. Well, I think one key would be to, delay Social Security until as long as you possibly can. And so that would be age 70 based on the current tax law. That would ensure that whatever Social Security you get, assuming you've been paying in all these years and would have a full retirement age benefit, that would get that check up 25% roughly higher than what you would expect to receive at your full retirement age, which is probably around 67. So I would say delay taking Social Security and just continue to work. And that will be helpful, obviously, because if we can get that guaranteed income source up, that will be key. And then I think in the meantime, just being able to sock away as much as you can, let's try to, live purely off of his income alone and then use yours as a way, just to create an engine, if you will, for savings. If you don't have one, a SEP IRA, S-E-P IRA could be a great option for you because it's simple to set up. There's no administration or, cost to keep it going necessarily like you would have with a 401k or another type of company-sponsored retirement plan. But you all could put, a good bit of money away as you're able to, especially from your business. And it allows you to put in up to $69,000 for 2024 or 25% of compensation, whichever is less. But you'd get a full deduction on that, and then you could invest it. And then in addition to getting Social Security growing for you, you could have something in the SEP IRA. But I think the key is for you guys to keep your lifestyle as lean as you can and just sock away as much as you can, and then don't touch Social Security until 70. Those would probably be some of the, big ideas behind where you go between here and, what you're ultimately going to need down the road.
Okay, well, thank you so much.
All right, Kelly, we appreciate your call. You guys can do this, but I'm delighted that you joined us today. Call anytime. Let's go to Rebecca in Ohio. How can I help?
Yes. My husband and I had rental property, and we sold particularly a house and donated the entire amount to a charitable remainder trust. So everything that went in, we had gotten the deduction, okay? And we are to take out 7% per year because of my age.
Yes.
We went to the Christian attorney to have the trust written, and he sent us to a Christian accountant that he knows well. And the accountant only was having us pay tax on the earnings, which were a couple hundred dollars, but the amount we took out was $22,000. There's a vast difference in that. And my understanding was everything we took out would be taxable because we had received the deduction for it. Is that correct?
Hmm. Yeah, it's a good question. I would hate to weigh in on that. I'm not a CPA, and the tax laws get a little funny when you get into these. I'm a fan of CRTs, charitable remainder trusts, where you can get an income tax deduction and then an income for a set number of years, and then ultimately the trust assets go to the charitable organization. But what's taxable, is going to depend on your specific situation, how much you've taken, what that deduction was, and what comes out. Generally, I would agree with you, but I think it would be worth you getting some specific tax advice and perhaps a second opinion here. If you need a godly CPA, Rebecca, I would connect with a certified Kingdom advisor in your area on our website at faithfi.com. Just click Find a CKA, and they could make a referral to you and perhaps a second opinion just to kind of corroborate the advice you're giving or you're receiving and make sure that it aligns with what you need to do is probably a good idea here. But I would hate to try to give you a definitive answer just based on the limited information I have. I apologize for that, but I do appreciate you checking in with us today, and I love your generous heart as evidenced by this charitable remainder trust. Josie, let's see if we can get you on first thing tomorrow. I apologize we didn't get to your question. That's going to do it for us. Big thanks to our team today, Pat, Jim, and Devin. Couldn't do it without them. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye.
The views and opinions expressed in this broadcast may not necessarily reflect those of the American Family Association or American Family Radio.